On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took special care to prepare his disciples for both his coming death and his ascension. During these closing weeks of the Easter season, the church prepares itself to answer the question, what does it mean to be people of God when we cannot physically see him? Jesus said to his disciples, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Certainly, we understand the sorrow of the disciples. Any time we can no longer be with loved ones, be it because of death or distance, we grieve. There is the uncertainty that we will ever see one another, so we are sorrowful. Yet the prayer this week is a prayer of hope. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love that which you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. This week, we will look at the prayer of the church in light of Jesus' words to his disciples as they walk from the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane. May our Lord grant us comfort in the changes and chances of this world. Amen.